I want to ask you to turn in your notes to the transition from counseling to the church. And what I'd like to do is make this sort of a quasi-teaching time, quasi-Q&A time. And so I'm planning on discussing this with you for a while and then just throwing it open, especially on this matter of going from the counseling process back to local church ministries and how we can successfully transition people from one to the other. I think you know that we're doing our track fours differently now in that we're trying to make track four different every year. And the reason we're doing that is because we understand that some pastors have come through all of this and they want to keep bringing people from their church in order to make it sort of a leadership training thing, but they don't want to have the same track four over and over. So we're trying to make it different. And so these are just brand new discussions. And so Pastor Helmer comes to us and says, hey, what are some of the things that are kind of percolating in your brain that you'd like to discuss? And this is one of them, because I do see this as a fairly critical issue in the overall success in a counseling case, is how does counseling and local church ministry fit together and dovetail together. So I want to talk to you about it a little bit from just a lecture, biblical perspective, and then just throw it open for questions, and maybe we can talk together about what that looks like in a way that is helpful for all of us. I think you know, you've been around these tracks long enough to know that this whole conference is not simply about counseling. It's really about local church ministry. And so we're interested in talking with people. And I think it's probably more true every year. I'm more interested in talking about overall church stuff than I am specific counseling stuff. And I realize some people come specifically for that and we want to serve them. But I'm just a church guy. Bottom line is I am a church guy unashamedly. And I think most of you are too. But this session is trying to get at the matter of, are we being as efficient at counseling as we ought to be? Because all of us are pressed for time. All of us are crunched for time. In fact, some people don't even want to get involved in counseling because they don't want another time commitment and that sort of thing. And I've just been stewing around on the idea of maybe part of the problem for many of us is we're not as efficient as we should be. And I mean efficient in this sense, benefiting from all of the other ministries that the church already has and finding ways to plug our counselees into that and finding ways for those ministries to be designed and running in such a way that they're natural for a counselee to be plugged into. And so maybe we need to make all the other ministries of our church more counseling oriented, and then we need to look to shorten up the number of actual counseling sessions, formal counseling sessions that we're having or someone else in our church is having with an individual. So mainstream more, mainstream quicker, and counsel less. Maybe that at least should be the goal. Maybe that at least should be what we're striving for. And that's what this particular session is trying to explore. You know that if you've been around the other tracks, you know that we always end the last day with this where do we go from here discussion. And if you've been in track four and you've been here three other times, you've heard that because it's always the same. And one of the main things that we say to folks is, listen, go like 60 miles before you even think about starting something new. Spend the next 60 miles thanking God for all the things that you were already doing right. And go 60 miles just thanking God for the things that are running well in your church. And before you think about starting something new, think about ways that you could strengthen what you already have going that could accomplish the same task or the same purpose. And that's what I'm talking to you about here. How can we strengthen just the transition relationship between the counseling room and the overall church ministries? Now, all of that assumes that everybody in this room has a commitment to local church ministry. And that may or may not be true. I realize that some of you may be coming from more of a model that is just a standalone counseling center model. And I'm not going to say that that's sinful. I'm not going to say that that's wrong. I'm not going to say that that's unbiblical. I am going to say that that's not best, at least from my perspective, unless you have a really tight relationship with a church or with a group of churches. Okay? And don't hear me say there's a one-size-fits-all approach to this, But I'm coming from the perspective of the centrality of the local church, and I hope that you are too. So maybe I just need to start by talking some about why does counseling in a local church just make sense? And I'm not trying to lay this out as a comprehensive biblical theology, but I do think this, if you don't have that foundational belief down, for one thing, this whole lecture isn't going to make any sense. And secondly, I have to love you enough to tell you, I question whether your counseling is going to be as effective. If you're doing it entirely apart from the local church in any way, shape, or form, I just want to ask you to think about that, okay? I'm not here to start fights, okay? That's not my goal. I'm here just to encourage you to, is that fair, just to encourage all of us to think? That would have been a good time for a yes, that's okay, or yes, we want to, or we love you anyway, that kind of stuff. Well, here we go. One reason is just because I think the local church is where God is mediating his plan and program for this age. And you'll have to decide whether you believe that theologically, but I want you to know I am very committed to that principle. I think the local church is God's plan A, plan B, plan C for what he's accomplishing in this world today. And so I'm all about the local church. In fact, every so often I'll run into someone from school that I went to school with who will say to me, hey, I hear you're into that counseling thing. When did you decide not to be a pastor and instead to be into the counseling stuff? Because a lot of times when I go around and speak, it's usually on a counseling-related topic, and some of my friends that I used to go to school with think I just jettisoned the church and jettisoned pastoring, and I'm just all hyped up about the counseling thing. That is so not true. That's really not. If you cut me right now, I am not going to bleed counseling. I do not live to counsel. I'm going to bleed local church ministry. I mean, that's just what I'm all about. In fact, just between you and me, and I, maybe I shouldn't even say this at a conference like this, I don't really even like to counsel. I mean, if you just want to know the truth, I do not live for counseling. And I remember I was at a Christian counseling or a Christian college preaching once, and I was having dinner with the president and his wife, and she asked me that question. I'd never been asked it before. She said, "Do you like to counsel?" And I thought, "Oh man, is it okay to lie to a woman like this? Or how bad? What is going to be the judgment if I lie to this woman?" And no one had ever asked me that before, but I just really don't like it as far as just living to do it. I do it because I think it's a necessary part of my pastoral function. I do it because I think it ought to be done. I think a church has to have an answer to the question, what's happening around here to someone who's caught up in sin? Or what's happening to someone who has questions for which they don't have biblical answers? And I think counseling answers that question. But it's I guess you could say it this way. It's not, this whole discussion even is not about a commitment to counseling that includes the church. It's really a commitment to the church that happens to include counseling. And that's a whole different way of stacking all of this up logically and theologically. Now, another reason why counseling in a local church makes sense, it's just because the bulk of the New Testament is written to churches and church leaders. And I realize you may say, well, boy, that is a really profound comment. Well, think about this. I mean, if you took the church out of the New Testament, you wouldn't have a New Testament, right? I mean, if you took the letters that are written to New Testament churches or the letters that are written to New Testament church leaders out of the New Testament, what do you have left? And the answer is not much. And if you say, well, I got the Gospels. Okay, I'll grant you that to a point. Probably not to the point that you would want me to, but I might grant you that. If you say, well, I still got Revelation, nah. I'd say, no, you don't. Because you got chapters 2 and 3, the book of Revelation was written to local churches, so you don't even have that left. And the irony is, think about this. Think about people who would say they do biblical counseling. They use that term. They say, I do biblical counseling, but they really don't, by practice, have much respect for the local church. I think that's illogical. But what Bible are you counseling from if you say you're doing biblical counseling, but you're not really into connecting your counselees with the church? Then you're doing something with the Bible other than it was intended to be used for, because it's all about the church. That makes sense? And so the bulk of the New Testament is written to churches and church leaders, and that understanding ought to be reflected even in your counseling practice. Third answer. It's because counselees can experience the love of the body of Christ in ways that are just encouraging and edifying. I mean, you know this verse, but think about John 13:35, especially in light of our culture and many of the relationships that people have. By this all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another. And you realize, many of our counselees, they would not know anything about having a genuine, loving relationship with anyone. I mean, think about that. I mean, for you...